The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
We pray that you will teach us yourself. Open our eyes of understanding. Father, we pray that the reason of the study, let it be made manifest in our lives. Just pray that at the end of the study, we'll be more enlightened and will not be confused. This shall be our portion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I thought our Daddy Gio told us yesterday that when we are here, since yesterday, our amen should be a living amen, a hopeful amen,
and
a resurrected amen. I say today, we shall enjoy the presence of God to the fullest in the name of Jesus. That one looks like we are in the presence of God. It looks like that. Today, we shall be transformed totally in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Please sit down. Let me thank our daddy and the central executive for giving me this opportunity. And I pray that God will help us, and I pray that I shall not misuse the opportunity in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you because you are worthy. Amen.
Amen.
We are considering the mystery of his resurrection. Please, in the program, I also made that mistake. Is mystery of his resurrection. Thank you. Thank you, ma. And we are looking at the resurrection of Jesus, and then we are going to settle in into the resurrection of the believers. And we believe that by the time we finish this study, we shall have better understanding. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, I want the people that carry the microphone to give to people that can read the Bible to help us read Psalm 16, 9 to 11.
Psalm.
Please, because this is Bible study, I want you to hold your Bible, open it.
If
you don't have physical Bible like my own, I hope you should have it on your phone or your iPad. So, you open it, please. And don't forget to put off your phone. Put off your phone. If your iPad is a ringing type, put it off. Thank you. So, Psalm 16:9-11.
Psalm 16.
Somebody else. Hosea 13:14.
Hosea 13:14.
Okay. Then another person will help us read John 20:1-9. Another person will help us read 1 Corinthians 15:51-54. God bless you, ma. Now, who is reading?
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence, is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hosea 13:14. Please, I want to hold microphone so that everybody can hear. I want microphone, please. Yeah. Can you give her a better microphone, please?
Emi o ra won pada lowo agbara isa oku. Emi o ra won pada lowo iku. Iku ajakale arun reda. Isa oku iparun reda. Ironuku wada yo pa mo kuro loju mi.
Ironuku wada ki yo pa mo kuro loju mi. Now say God will redeem me from death.
Olorun ma yo mi kuro ninu iku.
It's Bible study, but we'll be praying in the midst of it. Say it again. God will redeem me from death.
Olorun ma ra mi pada kuro ninu iku.
Amen.
Amen.
John 20:1-9.
Le ojo kini ose.
Don't forget, I want microphone.
Le ojo kini ose. Ni kutukutu nigba ti le ko ti mo ni Maria Magdalene wa si boji. O si ri pe ati gbe okuta kuro le enu boji. Nitori na o sare, o si to Simoni Peteru wa ati omo eyin miran na, eni ti Jesu feran. O si fun won pe won si gbe Oluwa kuro ninu iboji. Awa ko si mo ibi ti won gbe te si. Nigba na ni Peteru jade ati omo eyin miran na, won si wa si iboji. Awon mejeji si jumo sare, eyi omo eyin miran ni si sare ya Peteru. O si tete ko de iboji. O si bere, o si wo inu re, o ri aso ogbon na lele, sugbon o ko wo inu re. Nigba na ni Simoni Peteru ti nbo leyin re de, o si wo inu iboji. O si ri aso ogbon na wa nile, ati pe gele ti o wa ni bi ori re ko si wa pelu aso ogbon na, sugbon aka ajo si bi kan fun ara re. Nigba na ni omo eyin miran na, eni ti o ko de iboji wo inu re pelu, o si ri, o si gbagbo, nitori pe won ko sa ti mo iwe mimo pe o ko le sha imagine de kuro ninu oku.
Thank you. 1 Corinthians 15:51-54. Please make sure you have microphone.
O ijile ni mo to fun yin gbogbo wa ki yo sun sugbon gbogbo wa la pa larada logan ni iseju ni igba ipe ikeyin nitori pe yo dun how to ji awon oku dide ni aidibaje how to pa won larada nitori pe ara aidibaje yo le sai ni aidibaje wo awon ara kiku yo le yo salai gbe ara aiku wo sugbon nigbati ara idibaje ba ti gbe aidibaje wo ti ara kiku ti ba ti gbe aiku wo be tan igba na ni oro ti a ko sile se pe a o gbe iku mi ni isegun iku oro reda isa oku isegun reda oro iku ni ese.
Okay ma, thank you ma. It's 254. God bless you, mommy. Yes, we want to read the memory first together.
A fe ka ise akosori wa papo.
Okay, if you have the booklet,
en so ba ni iwe yi,
let's go, let's read it together.
Eje ka jo ma ka.
Want to go? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Everybody say, and we shall be changed. We shall be changed. Amen.
Amen.
Introduction. We have a very interesting and important Bible study topic to consider because one, Christian life is inextricably linked to the resurrection. What makes Christianity to be an authentic religion is because of this mystery of resurrection.
Ohun to je ki Christiani ko je ki o je esin to se pe o je esin to je toto ni nitori pe ijinle ajinde yi
toto. Yes, what makes it authentic? That anywhere you can stand and boast and beat your chest and say, I am a Christian. Because this power of resurrection has the transforming power.
We are going to, I know
we are going to listen to that tomorrow. What makes us to overcome limitations and hindrance it in our operation as human being is because of this power of resurrection. You know, if when Christ died and he did not rise, just like Apostle Paul said, he said, your faith is in vain. Your faith is in vain.
He said,
then we believe in vain. And then we don't have any hope. Two, Easter period is a time we commemorate the death and resurrection of Jesus.
So
we need to constantly learn about this subject. One of my colleagues, who is a Jehovah Witness, send me a text through WhatsApp that I should attend their church for the celebration of Jesus' death. I said that is interesting. So they are still celebrating Jesus' death. You could see that quite a number of people are still ignorant. Quite a number of people are still in the dark. Even in our present age, people are still celebrating the death of Jesus Christ. What are we celebrating here today?
Anybody?
Talk to me. We are not celebrating death, we are celebrating resurrection. And the person, even if I am not engaged, coincidentally, I am engaged here today. So if I'm not engaged, I will go and celebrate death, not even life. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So many Bible scholars and teachers have talked so much about the power and purpose of resurrection. That one may wonder, what else is to teach about this topic. It is not just for a person to die and wake up. Is it not just for a person to walk to die and wake up again? No.
Rara.
It is more than that. Teaching about resurrection is about reminding ourselves about the core or nerve or the heart of Christian beliefs and doctrines. Because of our time, if you look at the creeds, Nicene Creed, different creeds. Don't let me waste our. Don't let me bog us down. You know that those creeds, no matter how faulty they are, there is one thing that runs across all these creeds: resurrection. They are Ijewo igbagbo. Yes, thank you, Daddy.
Ijewo igbagbo.
They are creed. We call the creed statement. So, in all these creeds, what runs across them all is about resurrection.
Now,
if you go to any church and they don't believe in resurrection, please run far away from that. Run. And that's the difference between us and Islam. There was a debate on the NTA 2 days ago, and they are talking about Jesus, an Islamic cleric and a pastor, a bishop, maybe a bishop of Catholic, and they were debating about, did Jesus actually rise? And the Muslims say that we believe in Jesus so much that we know that the first day he was born, he started to talk. That even Jesus, Christians don't even believe more as we believe. But the only thing we don't believe is that he died at all. He cannot be so powerful and die. So we believe that the Christians are undermining Jesus to say that he died. And the bishop said, well, that is where we are different. And till eternity, we cannot reconcile. Because what makes me to be a Christian as I'm sitting down and make me to behave well and do well is because of the resurrection. And what makes my sins to be washed away is not only the death, but because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why my sins can be washed away. Yeah. So we could see that, we are going to see that very briefly. You could see that quite a number of people, they have propounded theories upon theories on how to doubt and deny the resurrection of Jesus. Running through the Bible, both Old and New Testaments, we see that the word resurrection is a recurrent word. For example, in the following Old Testament passages, we have resurrection mentioned. We may not be able to read them because of my time. Job 19:26. Psalm 16:10. We read that today. Then Psalm 49:15. Isaiah 26:19. Daniel 12:2. Then Hosea 13:14. We read that today too. In short, the concept of resurrection is not just something to know. It is something to affirm and appropriate as in our lives as Christians. Few religions of the world know and believe that when a person dies, he or she will rise up again. The reason why the word few is because there are plenty of religions that do not believe that you can die. Because Buddhism, Hinduism, they don't believe that you can die.
In fact, there is
a particular religion, Christian Science, they don't believe that you can even have pain. They don't believe that you can have that. They don't believe there is evil. There is pain. So if you have accidents, it's just a figment of your imagination. It's not accident. So we're not going to that. But we want to look at Islam. Islam believes in resurrection. They will say, see? I don't know how you are going to interpret that in English. Just leave it like that. So they believe. But they believe that every person will resurrect. And every person will have his reward. But they don't have anything attached to it more than just sleeping and waking at the time of resurrection. Africa indigenous religion also have the concept of resurrection.
Àwọn ẹ̀sìn Africa náà àwọn náà gbàgbọ́ nínú ajínde.
Àwọn ẹ̀sìn ìbílẹ̀. Ẹ̀sìn ìbílẹ̀. Okay. So resurrection of Jesus is what makes Christianity a living and authentic religion.
Ajínde Jésù ló jẹ́ kí Kristẹni kó wà láàyè kó dẹ̀ jẹ́ ẹ̀sìn tó ṣe pé tòótọ́ ni.
Let me read from here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17.
Corinthians kini ori kini ese
iketadilogota 57. But thanks be to God, he gave us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Read it in Bible. Read your Bible, please. I don't want you to read it from your head. Mm. 1557. You don't have your Bible?
Please, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thanks be unto God, who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
So,
what is mystery? It means something that is difficult or impossible to understand or explain. Something that is hidden. Impossible. We cannot understand, we cannot even explain it. And what is resurrection? Resurrection is the process or an act of coming back to life after death. And I put something here. They studied neither looks at the power of resurrection nor the purpose of resurrection. For these are other studies entirely. Yet we need to be reminded that there is a power behind people resurrecting. And there is a purpose for resurrecting. So the mystery of resurrection is linked to the crucifixion and death of Jesus. There are many questions we need to address ourselves to in order to bring out the mystery we are looking at today.
Ọpọlọpọ ibere on la ma bere lati le je ki awon ijile yi ko jade leni.
Number 1.
Ikini.
What will happen to those who died through accidents such as through crashing of planes, road accidents, dying in the sea, death through fire, death through ritualist actions, death through war, disasters, plagues, earthquakes, and etc., whose bodies could not be recovered apart from natural death.
Kini kan to ma sele ti awon to ku nipa ijamba bi iru pe balu jabo ijamba oju ona eyan ku sinu omi iku nipa ti ina iku nipa ifinirubo tabi nipa ti ogun awon orisirisi ija ajalu bi ile riri ati be be lo.
You know, that's one of the mysteries. How are these bodily parts? Some of them could not be even seen now. Because if there's a plane crash, all the inhabitants there, all the passengers, they are often burnt into ashes. The only thing that will make us to recognize that somebody is there, this person is there, we have 10 women, we have 10 men, is the black box.
There
are particular box that tell us the names of the people and how they were arranged in the plane. And that's why if they don't see the black box, they will not even know the passengers of that plane. But what we are trying to say is, how would they come together at resurrection? You know, it's a mystery. We know that with human beings, things are impossible and difficult. But with God, all things are possible. So the shorthand answer The short answer will be, the power of miracle of God will make it happen. We see, look at that later. Paul cried in Acts of Apostles chapter 26, 27. He cried. He said,
Paul,
why should you consider it impossible that God can raise the dead? Why should you consider it impossible that God can raise the dead? With men, with human beings, a lot of things are not possible. I don't even know which one is possible. But with God, all things are possible. And that's why we have hope. Just like the path message we had yesterday. We have hope that no matter what happened to my body now, is coming back together at resurrection. Especially when we get to the presence of God. Number two. How would the parts of the body that were lost to accidents and any kind be restored to their initial body? The question is like this, the first one. How would the resurrected bodies look like? Resurrected body, number three, how would it look like? Number four, what happens after resurrection? So let's consider them one by one. Okay. Let's look at bodies lost to the accident. I think I've said something like that. But let me bring out the mystery in resurrection, either of Jesus or for us here. You know, there are a lot of theories that have been propounded because, you know, it's difficult for people to comprehend, to understand, to think it through, that when a person dies he can rise. Or a man said, I will destroy this temple and in 3 days I will bring it up again. Destroy this temple.
Oni ama wo temple pale.
Destroy this temple.
Ama parun. Ama baje.
E wo temple yi. Is that okay?
Okay, oni kan wo temple yi.
Only about in 3 days.
Oni laarin ojo meta.
It shall be restored.
Ati ma ko pada.
And you see, they have never seen that kind of thing before.
Won ti iruru nkan be ri.
That a person will self resurrect. A person, apart from resurrecting, he will predict his death and predict his resurrection and to exactly come to pass like that. So people now, even at the time of Jesus, people are starting to doubt. When Jesus Christ was alive, the Sadducees had to confront Jesus Christ with a lot of questions. This woman was married by one man. That man died. He married another one. That one died. She married another one. And they said that. And I say, sir, tell us. If there is a resurrection, who will be the husband? Because they could not comprehend.
Said,
if there's a resurrection, who will be out of these all husbands? Who will be the husband? Then Jesus told them, it's because your mind is dull. Because in resurrection, there is neither marriage nor giving. Now, you see, Sadducees denied resurrection.
I want Sadducees, one call.
Thank you. Then there are other theories here. Number one, fraud theory. I just put them there because I know time will not permit me. Fraud theory. Fraud.
Fraud. Fraud.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I like you. Fraud theory. Theory. Okay. They say, no, Jesus Christ actually did not die. That is the belief of Muslim. They say when Jesus Christ was about to be crucified, he just slid away. He just slid away. He did not die at all. He just escaped. So to say that Jesus Christ died is a fraud. Number two, hallucination theory. Hallucination theory. It will bye bye. They said the apostle did not see clearly. It wasn't Jesus Christ that was crucified. Then objective vision theory. Objective means that gbogbo eyan lo mo wi pe gbogbo ala mo wi pe Jesus Christ has a twin brother. It was the twin brother that was crucified. Transform spiritual body theory. Don't worry, I don't blame you because it's difficult to understand, to interpret, sorry. So, transform spiritual body means that by the time Jesus was to be crucified, he just turned into something else. And they could not even have anything to crucify. And that's why they have to crucify those thieves. And then, soon theory, it just disappear like a magician. And then, the last one is mistaken tomb theory. When the women were going, and they were going. So when they got to the grave, they saw that Jesus Christ was not there. And there's the garment, or what do we call it, the veil. They said the reason why they could not see Jesus Christ as a dead body is because they went to a wrong grave. If they had gone to the right grave, they will meet Jesus Christ there.
Now,
will you blame them? Because it's a mystery. If not because we have been given this Bible and we have read this through and through and through, we are likely to doubt the way they doubt. And I pray that God will come to give us better and better understanding in Jesus' name. B. Restoration of detached bodies occasioned by any forms of death. So our next question is, how the parts of the body that were lost to accidents of any kind are restored to their initial body? For instance, as powerful as John the Baptist was, as powerful as he was, his head was chopped off. And this man was a righteous man, a holy man, a great man. Someone that Jesus Christ said, hey, if you are looking for prophets, standing prophets, powerful prophet is John the Baptist. And since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has become foulness, and the only foul that shall take it by force. And just like that, John's head was chopped off. So if there's no resurrection, what will happen to John? But we know that there's resurrection. So John's head, wherever, remember John's head was given to Herodias. And the body was taken for burial. Remember? How many people remember that? Through your reading of the Bible. So the head is somewhere and the body is somewhere. So what happened? And if everybody is going to stand before the judgment throne, what will happen? Is it going to be a stump
that will be judging?
He's just telling us that through the power of God, our body will take a transformed body. Everybody say transform body.
Arata yi pada.
Say transform body.
Arata yi pada.
I want the diaspora listeners to permit me. Say au power la rada.
Au
wala shogo. Au sibe wani yawo.
Lord
ore. Now we will be transformed.
Ama power la rada.
So you may see somebody on the wheelchair today.
Lori
you may see somebody with blind eyes today. You may see somebody who is deaf and dumb. You may see mutilated bodies. I was sharing with somebody 2 days ago. I was very young in my town. In my area, that we normally call people Agatu. I don't know how they call them here. I got two people from Kogi, you know. Yoruba is very funny. We are the most terrible people we have.
We just
give people a name anyhow. We call them Agatu. The people from Kogi or Benue, Agatu, because when they make heap for you, it's going to be as tall as you are. And when they descend on food, you'll be afraid. So we say Agatu. One of the Agatus. In my area. Many years ago, his wife died. And he took knife. He cut the wife into pieces. And then make fire. He was cooking the wife. And then somebody in the neighborhood just look at. This man did not kill any animal. What's happening?
Then,
they ran there. They asked, "What are you doing?" He said, "Otiku."
He said, "He's dying." There's nothing again.
They say, so what do you want to do?
They say, have every shame.
I journey.
But we are going to eat it.
No, I'm not. This is not fiction. Something that happened. They took him to the police.
So,
what I'm trying to say is this. Some people don't believe that. They say, Otitan.
But it is finished. When somebody died.
You are going to have a transformed body.
A man.
Number C. How would the resurrected body looks like? Bodies look like. The answer to that question can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
35-54.
The dead bodies already decayed. The dead body, no matter how decayed. Ko si bi ara yen se le jera to. Ko si bo se le jera to, we appear in glorious forms.
O ma fara han lona to logo.
Maybe we can read that so that we can understand. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 35-54. Somebody to help us read it. No, I don't want. Okay, ma.
Any can you pay?
Yes. Let her read it. This is supposed to be a Bible study. Put it in your mouth, ma. Put it in my mouth.
Except it's thy. And that which thou swear. Thou swearest not that body that shall be, but be a grave, it may chance of weak or of some other grave. But God giveth it a body, as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies, and body celestial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the celestial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the star, for one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in corruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written.
Actually, mommy, that actually I think we should be satisfied with 42. Thank you. Help us with that again. Read it loud. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. Okay.
So it's also the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption.
Thank you. So what will happen to our body? No matter how mutilated, no matter how decomposed, no matter how decayed, every part of the body will come together and will appear in a glorious form.
But
this time, in an angelic form. Huh? Angel.
Okay, angeli.
Ha. Where we will not marry again. No marriage. At that time, I will be Jide. My wife will be Dupe. But I don't know. I don't know whether that's what we are going to be bearing. But I know that all of us will just be looking like that. No more sexual desire. No more. But we are going to appear like angels. And then we will now defy time and space. I don't know whether you know that. We defy time and space. That is, I want to go to Lagos. Before you finished, I want to go to Lagos. You just find yourself in Lagos. That's the meaning. Yeah. Defying time and space. Time cannot constrain you anymore. Space cannot constrain you anymore. Because it's a glorious form. It's an angelic form. So, this is exactly what will happen. So, what happens after resurrection? Anybody, what happened? Without even me taking anything, what will happen? Bible says, after death, what will happen? Hello? If you are sure, raise up your hand and tell us. Yes, that's my daughter. Yes? Okay. Judgment. Thank you. Judgment. But for Christians that are standing, for Christians that are righteous, for Christians that are living well, living right, living holy, living unblameably, when you appear at the judgment throne, is for reward. For reward. It is at that time when you receive your reward, some of us will weep, so I can make it last. So I can get this reward. At reward, people will weep. That's not part of our study, but that's part of the thing we need to know. Spiritual and moral lesson we can learn. Because of my time, I'll rush through that. Number one, resurrection shows the complete and final victory over sin and death. And offer their hold on human beings and creation at large. Yes? And if you read Romans chapter 18 to 23, you will see that there, all creations will be transformed. Yes, and there are going to be victory over creation. At that time, you will not have power to kill any animal anymore. At that time, no animal, lion, whatever, all the wild animal, wicked animal, they have no power over human being anymore. Because there's already victory. Number two, resurrection is the final victory over crosses, bondages, afflictions, tribulations, and whatever unimaginable evils that can befall human beings in this present condition, human condition. Number three, resurrection of Jesus is the miraculous proof that he has finally atoned for all sins, so no more sacrifice for sins will be acceptable.
Number four,
lo ti jiya fun
gbogbo ese wa
Jesus o le tewo gba ese but o kan mo jiya fun la ba wa ti sigbo number 4
Ikerin.
Since perhaps through this study some doubters will have been convinced about the resurrection of everyone and Christians who have been convinced, we should all know that we can no longer live our lives carelessly anymore.
Nipa eko yi awon ton si emeji won ati ni idaniloju nipa jinde ati gbogbo Christiani ton gbe igbese aye pe won ni le gbe igbese aye won bi won ni igbese aye ti o ki esaramo.
Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit and we should keep them, you should keep them pure.
Abo ago ara wa temple Olorun ni.
The reason why is that if you want to resurrect, you want to partake in the resurrection of the righteous, you cannot live an hypocritical life and you think you can go away with it. You cannot live a careless life and you think you are going to go away with it. Our pastors, our GO, our leaders may not see what you are doing. Members may not see what pastors are doing, but it's going to be so glaring
at that time.
That's another mystery. Everything, you know, when I was first, you know, when I first became Christian, I was, it became a difficult thing that he shall appear in the cloud and every eye. I was thinking, now, when I going to grow up, I saw that when plane takes off from Ife, by the time it reaches about 30,000 feet, we cannot even see it again. So how will everybody see it when it's coming in the sky? But by the time we start to have television, and I say, it's true, we're going to see him. It now became a climax for me. When Osama bin Laden was killed,
Bin Laden.
Or maybe if Bin Laden, let me don't use Bin Laden. Let me use 9/11.
9/11.
You know 9/11, the bombing of the tower of the Twin Tower, we call it World Powerhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, in New York, when it was being bombed, you know people were watching it. Nigerian people were watching everywhere in the world. They were watching it. And I say, every eye must see it.
So
when Christ is coming, if we are still alive, when he appears in the cloud, we shall see it. Even if you are blind, your eyes will just open wide and you will see him coming. Is it not a mystery too? That's a mystery. Number 5. Identity of mortal bodies and resurrected bodies will be the same.
There
will not be any mistaken identity. Jide will be Jide. I'm not sure whether I'm going to be bearing it. Well, I think the name that has been given to me, I don't know. But I know my identity will appear, but in a glorious form, not flesh and blood anymore. But that identity will be so clear because there will not be any mistaking in judging me as compared with Pastor Misolani. Are you getting my point now? Everybody, the way, so don't think that, you know, some people in the past, they will say, I was so more convincing that when God is angry, he will just throw me.
He'll
be so angry and will throw me above fire. And I will land on that. Seriously? Seriously, let me tell you, your identity will be identity. Everybody, you are going to appear, but not flesh and blood anymore, but glorious form. Number 6, the death in Christ, the death, yes, that is, those who were considered righteous in the world will rise first. Before the unrighteous will rise. That's another mystery. The righteous So, even if I'm not alive when Christ is coming physically, appearing,
the
Bible is saying that I'm going to rise before the unbelievers. So I will rise before them. Number seven. It is very contingent on us believers.
It is very to
be constantly preaching the gospel to every creation so that they could partake in the glorious
resurrection.
Conclusion. Now that we know that resurrection is real, but has a mystery, we must all be preparing to attain to the resurrection of the righteous. Philippians chapter 3. Let me read that.
Philippians
chapter 3. Verses 10 and 11.
Philippi oriketa ise kewa ati kokanla.
I want to know Christ, NIV, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Kemi ki o le mo ati agbara jinde re ati alabapin ninu iya re nigbati mo ba fara mo iku re bi o le se ki emi ki o le de ibi ajinde awon oku ki se pe owo mi ti te na tabi mo ti di pipe sugbon emi le panso bi owo mi yo se te ire na nitori eyi ti a ti di mi mo pelu lati odo Christi Jesu wa.
What Apostle Paul is referring to here,
it's
not just resurrection,
nikan,
but the resurrection of the righteous
people.
Again, we must strive to please the Lord so that all our Christian race here on earth will not be in vain. I pray that the Lord God shall count us worthy to attain to the resurrection of the righteous in Jesus' name. I want that amen to be louder.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.